Welcome to the Academic Minute. I am Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Equine therapy presents a unique approach to mental health treatment. Erica Berg, associate professor of animal science at North Dakota State University, is studying this non-traditional form of psychotherapy.
Teens in residential child care facilities often have strong antagonism towards social norms and lack work and study skills. Many have difficulty communicating and use violence to cope. These behaviors are typically the result of abuse or neglect, and traditional therapies often have limited long-term success. Finding therapies that work is imperative because eventually these youth must function in society. Equine-assisted psychotherapy is a non-traditional therapy that engages individuals with horses in a safe environment. During equine-assisted psychotherapy sessions, the mental health professional and equine specialist design exercises with the horse that allow the client to problem solve. Because a horse's survival depends on reading their surroundings, they are keyed into the body language of other living beings, including people. If you walk up to a horse aggressively, chances are they won't stick around. From experiences like this, individuals can draw parallels about how they approach people in their life and figure out more positive ways of interacting. We are collaborating with a residential child care facility to compare 12 weeks of traditional talk therapy to 12 weeks of equine-assisted psychotherapy in adolescents identified as having problematic behaviors, such as aggression, lying, and defiance. These youth are at greater risk for antisocial behaviors later in life. Measures include degree of psychopathology, empathy, and self-concept. Preliminary evidence indicates the problematic behaviors in the equine-assisted therapy group normalized in all areas. For those in 12 weeks of traditional talk therapy, results were less dramatic. Behaviors did not return to normal in all areas. When the study is completed, we hope the results can be used to support the effectiveness of equine therapy to healthcare providers that do not currently cover it. Equine-assisted therapy can be expensive due to the costs of maintaining, housing, and feeding the horses, and those costs need to be justified. Future studies will include long-term assessments.
That was Erica Berg of North Dakota State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.